This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of deep winter, the second week of the tufted titmouse moon. Although winter may seem long and gray, its progress slowly unravels the spring. And a natural calendar offers reassurance that the coldest days of the year will really and truly lead to warmth. Next week, for example, on January 11th, the sun rises earlier for the first time since the middle of June. January 23rd is the average date of the midwinter thaw. On January 26th, cardinals begin their spring mating songs and deep winter ends. On the 28th, average temperatures start to rise 1 degree per week almost everywhere in the country. On February 1st, doves start to call after sunrise. On February 14th, red-winged blackbirds arrive in the wetlands. And then February 17th is winter's cross-quarter day, when the sun is halfway to equinox, marking the start of early spring. 10 days later, snowdrops, aconites, and snow crocus often bloom. On March 4th, just 2 months from now, pussy willows are usually completely open. On March 8th, the earliest daffodils flower. And on March 10th, robins begin their pre-dawn chorus. March 20th, of course, is equinox. And then right after that, pollen appears on pussy willow catkins. Within a week, morning cloaked butterflies test their wings and cabbage butterflies come looking for nectar. On March 30th, mayapple spears rise up in the woods to prophesy morel mushroom time. And then, the next day, just before April, the first hepatica and bloodroot and bluebells and Dutchman's birches, twinleaf and toothwort, all bud or come into bloom, ending the three-month vigil for middle spring. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of deep winter. In the meantime, be of good cheer. Deep winter is simply the way to spring.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.